USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The clock is ticking toward a possible budget crisis at the end of the week. The federal government runs out of money late Friday night. A shutdown may be looming without congressional action to extend funding. Democrats who run the House and Senate are crafting a short-term spending extension, but they need to get Republicans on board. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is activating 5,000 National Guard troops ahead of Hurricane Ivan's arrival. Another 2,000 Guard members from Tennessee, Georgia, and North Carolina have also been called up to help Florida recover from the storm. This as Florida is bracing for what could be one of the most powerful hurricanes it has seen in years. Tampa could get a direct hit from Hurricane Ivan, something that area hasn't seen for 100 years. Joseph Salverson tells News Channel 8 out of Tampa Bay he's moving out of his Tampa neighborhood.
Just a lot of, like, picking up pots, things that are loose on the ground, anything that can become a projectile, you know, tie it down, put it away in our shed, you know, clean up the lanai. Just kind of be mindful, kind of have a little common sense.
NASA is set to purposely crash a spacecraft into an asteroid later today. The so-called Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART, will test whether it's possible to deflect a space rock on a collision course with Earth. The DART spacecraft is scheduled to smash into the space rocket at a staggering 15,000 miles per hour at 7:14 p.m. Eastern Time. A mass shooting at a Russian school has left dozens of people injured and at least 15 people dead. That includes almost a dozen children. Authorities say the gunman, a former student at the school in the city of Ishevik, entered armed with two pistols and started shooting before he later killed himself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
LA's top prosecutor is not happy with some of the people who work in his office.
Soft on crime DA George Gascon is retaliating against subordinates that supported his recall because of the out-of-control crime problem in Los Angeles County. John McKinney on Fox News says Gascon demoted him and others because of the recall support and has a stark warning.
Well, what we're seeing is Gascon 2.0. And in this latest version of George Gascon, we're going to see an even greater politicization of the DA's office. I, along with two of my colleagues, all veterans of the DA's office, were reassigned this past week, reassigned to what amounts to really entry-level positions. And that's significant because people should know I have 24 years of experience in the DA's office, and I'm the baby of this group.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. An 84-year-old pro-life volunteer was shot in the back last week while going door-to-door to raise awareness about Proposal 3, a pro-abortion ballot measure in Michigan. The woman, who remains anonymous, was reportedly shot in the back shoulder area while leaving a residence after a heated conversation. Week 3 of the NFL season wraps up Monday night with the New York Giants hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Kickoff set for just after 8:20 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.